Tony Romo hits Dez Bryant with what might be his biggest throw as a pro.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, I watched the whole game last night. And of course, I'm rooting for Jason Garrett because he played for me. But when they took that lead, and I thought, oh, geez, don't blow this lead. And then all of a sudden it came back that way. But, no, the Cowboys are playing good. And, the one thing I've talked about with the Eagles before is I don't like their numbers, never have. And as we speak today, they're not in the playoffs. They're out. But when you look at their numbers and those biggest determining factors in winning and losing, it's turnover battle, it's stop the run and run the ball. And right now, for the second straight year, the defense has been on the field more than any other defense in the National Football League. That's not good. Now, Chip Kelly runs a good offense, but he's got to consider how much time he's leaving that defense on the field. They're gonna end up this year, 2 years in a row, most plays. And they have the most turnovers of any team in the NFL. You're not going to win a lot with that.
They talked about it last night, and Chip Kelly doesn't believe in time of possession. But it kind of matters when you go three and out, like you said, because they're turning the ball over in the sense of punting in what, less than a minute when they go three and out. That does tire you out.
Well, it does, and you know, over the course of the season, how many more injuries does that take? And then, you know, at the end, they could have won it, but the defense kind of collapsed, right? Well, maybe they're fatigued, too. And so, as I was always an offensive guy, and I knew where my team was. And if I had to slow the game down to help my defense, I did it. You know, and they go three and out quick, or they score real quick. But they also turn over the ball a lot. And, you know, I like what he does. He's very innovative on offense. But you got to start considering what are the cause and effect for your defense. Because when you look at most of the games yesterday, most of them, the teams that had great defense won the game.
Jim, you talk about great defense, and the Cincinnati Bengals completely shut down Johnny Manziel and the Cleveland Browns. Obviously, a big part of that was Johnny Football's game itself. What did you think of his performance, and is that what you kind of expected out of him in his first game as a pro?
Well, based on the way the game plan was, I'm a firm believer is you can get young quarterbacks to be functional, not cost you the game. They got to be part of the process. But I'd be running the ball a lot. I'd do a lot of play action pass. Now, they weren't rushing it. They weren't blitzing it. They were dropping back. But you can be conservative with what you ask him to do. And real quickly, Tom Brady had to step in three, four games into the season when he was in his second year. They won the Super Bowl. And how'd they do it? Not because of Tom Brady. They just let Tom be part of the process and don't screw it up for the rest of us. All we want to do is run the ball, play action pass, play good defense, play solid on special teams. That's how they got to the Super Bowl. Tom Brady did not just take him to the Super Bowl like he can today. They coached it up right.
Now, Browns fans, this would have been easier to take for them yesterday if say Cleveland's 5-8, but they were 7-6 and you know, they had a chance at the playoffs, and now it's out the window. The Cleveland Browns traded up to get Johnny Manziel. They're going to give him an extended look here this season and next to be the quarterback of this team. But from what you saw yesterday, and not that you want to overreact to one game, but is this a hiccup for a talented young player, or are there fundamental flaws on some of those plays and some of those throws that you think to yourself, this is never going to work?
Well, the one thing that's happening to him that I can see for sure, and it happens to all young quarterbacks, when he drops back, he's got a progression to go through. Here's my primary, here's my second guy, and here's my third guy. Maybe just dump the ball off to him, okay? I mean, you got to get rid of the ball. A lot of times I see him, it looks like he looked at the primary, and then he's looking for an escape valve. Well, excuse me, but I can't remember the last guy. I mean, I've always believed this. A quarterback has to be able to beat you from the pocket if he's going to be effective. Oh, by the way, yeah, if he gets out of the pocket and can run, yeah. But primarily, he has to beat you from the pocket. And right now, he doesn't show me the ability to beat from the pocket. And what's really standing out with me, too, is that when he would get out of the pocket in college, he'd make two or three guys miss and outrun some guys. But that's not happening in the NFL, I guarantee you.
NFL insider and former NFL head coach Jim Fossil here on Brady and Walker. Jim, you talk about progressions, and that seems to be the Achilles heel of Colin Kaepernick now in the San Francisco 49ers. It seems like he's taken a giant step back this season, and you talk about you have to win from the pocket. Is that something that you can't see Colin Kaepernick doing, and can you explain the regression we're seeing out of him this year?
You know, a lot of times, I mean, I like him as a quarterback. I really, really like him. He's got all the tools. But it does seem, I agree with you 100%, that in the past he seemed to stick with his reads a little bit longer than right now. You know, he's had success getting out of the pocket, and he may be hurrying up. That could be one. You know, they just want to get through the pocket, their progression quickly. But the other thing is, maybe he's not exactly positive or where he wants to go with the ball. Because when you break and you have a pass play, you, based upon the coverage, there's a lot of adjustments made by the receivers. Okay? And maybe it looks like he's just not cocksure of what he's doing or where he's going to go with the ball or how the guys are going to adjust. And it just looks like he's out of sync with it. Where before, he'd drop back, and if one wasn't there, he'd fire it to two. Now it looks like where is two again? So he's just a little bit off right now, and so is that team.